Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and in prayer. Psalms 67 reads like this. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let us pray. Our most dearly Holy Father, here we are, third weekend, Lord. Our church family misses one another, and we miss to sing praises unto thy name. We ask and pray, Lord, that each and every one be blessed and encouraged. We ask and pray, Lord, that these words be lifted up to you, Lord, that your name be blessed, that your name be praised, that you be worshipped. We ask for healing hands upon this country, upon this nation. We ask for forgiveness and mercy to please guide us through this wonderful, wonderful life that you have granted us. Let your name be praised in all that we do, in our actions, and let your light shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a blind man, I've wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man, that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light.
No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
My heart, Lord, here's my heart, Lord, here's
grace, you're all I have.
Should any of our church family be in need, please be sure to reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all that we can as the Lord allows. Now please let these words of truth comfort and encourage our church family. Please bear with me. Psalms 31 reads like this. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, my name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance, that they that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O Lord, O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Genesis 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1, 14 through 18. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Exodus 13:21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. 2 Samuel 22, verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. 2 Chronicles 21, 7. Howbeit the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 through 79. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 11, verses 35 and 36. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Romans 2, verses 18 through 20. And knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. And art thou confident that thou self art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in the darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I pray that we are all a light to those in the dark. Please pray for one another, as it is written in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Our dear glorious Lord above, we want to give praise and thanks to you. We're so grateful for what you are in our lives, for all the good things that you continue to bless us with. As the scripture states, all good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, and that would be you, Lord. In this time, there's a lot of darkness. With this sickness, there's a lot of loneliness. Lord, let us be those lights in that darkness. Help us to follow your light as you've created. Help us to follow Jesus, the light, as you have surely stated. We pray, Lord, that our light shine bright enough that our community sees, that they come together in spirit, that they know you and know you better, and that they do not lose faith or lose hope. We pray, Lord, for your healing. We pray for your comfort. We pray that you continue to encourage us all and help us to be the best Christians that we can be under the stipulations that we're given. We know that these are hard times. The things that we are asked of are hard to do. But we know, Lord, that if we follow your will, we follow your word, that we will persevere. We pray, Lord, for all those who don't know you, that they see you through this time, that they come to you, and they come to love you as we do. Pray, Lord, a special blessing upon our community that is not able to gather today. And our hearts long for the next time that we get to, that we might fellowship with one another and hear your word proclaimed. We praise you and honor you in all things that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What are we
singing? I'm so glad I'm a part
of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God.